Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Government's been shut down 8 days plus, and we're talking to John Diamond, the Senior Director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institute to talk about the effect that it may have on the economy. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about, before we go into what a prolonged government shutdown could do to the economy, the state of it now, because I tried to get a handle on it between inflation, between job reports, between stock market. There are so many things involved. I don't know how you can say what the state of the economy is. Thoughts?
That's a really good point. Right now the data is a little bit all over the place. And I think that's representative of the fact that we kind of live in two separate economies. There's the tech world, which is booming. Mm-hmm. And there's the rest of the economy, which has been stagnating, to put it lightly, over the last 6 to 8 months.
Let's talk about the tech world. Who would be involved in that from the street level? From you understand what I'm saying? Who would be benefiting in this economy?
Currently you have a lot of people, they're building out data centers and stuff like that. So people that are in construction and energy, financing of energy products,
tech,
those people will all be benefiting. But that's a pretty small group of people.
So the rest of the economy that are looking at stagnant wages and rising prices, that would be people, pretty much everybody else?
That's pretty much everybody else. Yeah.
So with that being said, what effect does a government shutdown have on either one of those two groups?
Well, it's the government shutdown affects basically a third group immediately, and then it'll have indirect effects on everyone else. So, you know, that third group is all federal employees. Anyone that contracts with the federal government, so if your business relies on federal contracts for revenues. And then anyone that lives in an area that's highly concentrated with one of those two groups. So if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, there's both a lot of federal workers and a lot of federal contracts. And so a prolonged shutdown could start to impact the revenues of, say, dry cleaners or other businesses in the area, even though they're not federally operated. So those are the people that are most impacted currently. You know, as it goes on, those impacts start to spread to the rest of us. And the other group of people that would be impacted is anybody that's currently using a government service. So if you've just applied for a passport and you need to get it relatively quickly, you're probably in trouble.
So when it comes to contractors, because I want to talk about back pay for a second and furloughed workers, I get texts often whenever this happens as government shutdown, which seems a lot more and more frequent, for people saying that's not true. Contract workers do not receive back pay. Is that money lost forever? Is it like an unsold ticket at a concert? I'm trying to figure out who it is that would be a contract worker for the government. Maybe you can give me some examples.
Companies that lay new asphalts on roads, any kind of transportation construction. There's a lot of research contracts, health, people working in the health industry get often have some type of government contract. So it's a pretty wide group.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of people, universities, but yeah, that money is lost forever. I mean, if you don't get it paid back at the end, then you never receive it. And that's, you know, CBO put out a report on the 2018-19 shutdown, which lasted as longest in history. It lasted 35 days. The total economic effects were about $11 billion, and those were split between quarter one and quarter two. It was $3 billion in the fourth quarter of 2018 and $8 billion in the first quarter of 2019. About $3 billion of that was permanently lost, and about $8 billion was just delayed and then showed up in quarters three and four the next year.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. You know what I'd like to talk about? The economy, some of the signs that it's showing, about some warnings that are out there. And also when it comes to just the average person that's not in tech, how they should look at the economy and how they should gauge it. Because some people say, well, you know what? The 401k is doing fine, so I'm good. However, they're not doing so good when it comes with day-to-day bills, and maybe the 401k is doing great, but they got massive credit card debt trying to keep up with inflation. We'll talk about all that when we come back. Our guest, John Diamond, a senior director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institution, talking about the effects of a government shutdown on an economy that could already be showing some signs of distress. 721 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The government shutdown continues. John Diamond is our guest, senior director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institute, talking about the effect that it could have on an economy that, professor, would you say is fragile or showing some signs of fraying? How would you describe it?
It's definitely fragile, especially the labor market. I mean, we've all seen the numbers. You know, over the last 4 months, we've averaged about 22,000 new jobs. You know, at least 25% of the people that are unemployed have been unemployed for longer than 27 weeks. And the unemployment rate for recent college graduates has been spiking, and it's about a point higher than the economy-wide unemployment rate. And so those are all signals that companies just aren't hiring people. If you get laid off or you graduate college, it's really hard to find a great job right now.
And I would think that if companies are hiring less people, that means more people are applying for the jobs, which means the salaries are driven down, or not necessarily?
Wage growth has definitely been slowing as well. And so, you know, companies are trying to cut costs. And I think part of that is we do see companies their margins are being compressed, and that's probably mostly related to the tariffs. And they're making up for it by trying to reduce the cost of labor.
And meanwhile, back at the store, tell me about inflation.
Unfortunately, inflation has found a home right about 3%, and it doesn't really seem to be budging. And you know, I think the hope is that eventually we can get it down to 2%. The fear is that it may spike back upwards as we move into the fall and people start, you know, shopping for Christmas goods, and the supply is probably relative, relatively constrained, given the tariffs and the lack of imports.
So tell me about inflation and prices, because I think people conflate the two. Inflation, the rate of inflation might come down, but prices rarely come down, right?
That's right. Inflation is the rate of growth over time. And that's just, you know, when we had 9% inflation 2 years ago, that just meant prices were going up by 9%. Well, prices are still going up. They're only going up by 3%. So even when the Fed hits its target of 2%, prices are going up 2% per year. So they never come down. You never go back to where you were. You have to adjust to the new normal, which is right now much higher prices.
And do wages tend to keep up with inflation?
Normally what will happen is after an inflationary period, wages, wage growth will speed up a little over time and eventually you'll catch up. We're not really seeing that this time. Wages did speed up for a little bit, but again, now I think wages are where companies are trying to cut cost overall.
Thank you, Professor. Very interesting. Hope you come back. Professor John Diamond, Senior Director of the Center for Tax and Budget Policy at Rice University's Baker Institute. 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.